Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, it hasn't entered your heart. I wish somebody could grab a hold of this right now. God's getting ready to blow some minds. Ears haven't heard, eyes haven't seen, neither has entered into your heart what God has prepared for you that love him. But right now, it's being revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. We are seeing it in part. We are seeing things by the Spirit, but your eyes haven't seen it. In other words, naturally, it's nowhere near you. But in the Spirit, we feel the bubbling. We sense it starting to manifest. Well, that's the kingdom. David came out at the strategic time of God. How many know God is a providential God? God's going to have you where he wants you when he needs you there. It's not through your manipulating circumstances, coercing things, or planning out things. Plan. A man's heart devises his way, but God directs his steps. Plan. But let God direct your steps. Because everything's not going to go according to your plan. But God's going to direct you where he wants you, where you need to be. David's out there tending the sheep, and his father says, I want you to go today and see how your brothers are doing. Take them some cheese and some wine and some of the grapes and some of these figs and some of this bread, and I want you to see how they're doing. Just go and find out how they're doing and come back and give me a report. And David, in his little cheerful self, I mean, he was already anointed to be king. See, you can be anointed and God hadn't placed you yet. That's where folk mess up. They get an anointing on them right away. They want their spot. They want the limelight. They want to be in control. God said, no, get your behind back to those sheep. Get back there and just get back there and tend those five sheep. However many sheep it is, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, in other words, David wasn't kicking against anything. He was just humbled, doing what he enjoyed doing, writing psalms, singing songs, protecting the sheep. And when his time came, tell somebody your time is up. Your clock has just been punched. You know what? Listen to me. I hope somebody can grab a hold of this. Ahab. It had been prophesied by Micaiah that he was going to get killed. He said, if you come back from this battle, the Lord has not spoken to me. Now, all the other false prophets were telling him, no, you're going to go and win. You're going to do this. And you're going. They got in the battle, and Ahab disguised himself. No way they can get me in this disguise. And they couldn't tell who was Ahab. But there was a young boy. I'm telling you this how this thing is going to work. You looking for this, that, the other, God's doing it another way. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. God's working it out in a way that you least suspect. I said, God will use some lepers to open up the gate to your greatness. Young boy, I'm just reading this into that, because when we get to heaven and we meet him, he's going to have been a young boy, and he, you know, just like I said, but I see him as a young boy that just got drafted into the army. Didn't really know all what he was doing. And there was a line of archers that were shooting. And he's probably back there, you know, fiddling around with his bow. You know, probably afraid the fact that he's at in a battle. But the word says, by a venture. In other words, he just took, just follow me, that's all. He took that arrow and turned his head and just shot it in the air. But that was the arrow that had Ahab's name on it. Read it in your Bible. It wasn't the professional archers that had been in the war hard and that knew what they were doing. It was a young man just drafted in there. But God said, I'm going to use this arrow. That arrow went up. And out of all the other arrows, that arrow came down and hit Ahab. That was his demise. David was the least of his brethren. in that sense. But God said, it's your time now. Take this lunch to your brothers. When he arrives, come on, when he arrives on the scene, is just the time that Goliath is stepping out to curse Israel again. Come on, God's going to orchestrate this thing. You're going to be in the right place at the right time, and you're going to be the right one. Tell somebody, stop being scared. Stop being afraid. You're anointed for the purpose. David pulls up on his donkey. As he's getting off his donkey, Goliath is cursing the God of Israel. And David hears him, and something jumps in David's spirit. While the others are afraid, David becomes angry. Come on, when you spend enough time in God's presence, stuff that makes other people afraid will make you act. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the army of the living God? Let me speed this up real quick, because my point, when David went out against Goliath, Goliath began to curse David. But instead of David letting that weather lady cause him to fear and hear what she was saying, he began to say what thus saith the Lord. He said, this day shall I feed your carcass to the fowl of the air. Huh? He took what he was saying and threw it right back at him. The word of a free spirit, when your spirit is free, the word of a free spirit will always subdue the word of a spirit that is bound. In Isaiah 14, we hear Satan himself, Lucifer, say, I will exalt my throne above God. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like God. I will sit in the sides of the Lord. He was exalting himself like Goliath. But God, when Lucifer finished that, God said, thou shalt be cast into hell. Come on. See, the word of the free spirit captured all that the devil was saying, sealed his doom right there. All you need is a word. Stop saying words that God give you and then taking it back. I'm going to take a few moments. I got to get one point to you that's very important. The fact that God never tells you anything that he has not already done. Okay? God doesn't start or tell you anything that's not already settled in heaven. We have that assurance. Now, in Jeremiah 1 and 12, the Lord says, he's speaking to Jeremiah about a vision, and he says, I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word. In other words, I'm going to accelerate my word. Now we talked about the sonic boom, right? And how that at some point in history, in time, man discovered the technology to fly faster than the speed of sound. And when that happened, we broke through a barrier. God says, and I release this today, God says, I'm going to hasten my word. In other words, the word that you've been believing for a while, the word you've been carrying for a while, the word that has not manifested as yet, I'm here to tell you this morning, God says, I'm going to hasten it. I'm going to, in other words, it's been over your life, but now I'm going to speed it up so that it will break the barriers that have held you back, the barrier, the sound barriers, the things that have held you down or held you back or held you from what I have said to you are going to be broken. Tell somebody it's time to break through. You see, it's not that God has to change or God is doing anything new. He did this from the foundation of the world. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus had been slain. Isn't that what the word says? In Revelation 13, it says that before the he was slain from the foundation of the world. In other words, let me say this to you. Before there was sin, there was the penalty. Before sin came, God had already solved the sin problem. Come on, see. Only the mind of Christ can take us there. Not our finite mind. Our mind, we don't comprehend that. Natural man cannot comprehend that. Before sin was, God had already paid the penalty for it. We know already that God is a God that never starts anything unless it's done. The Lord never starts unless it's finished. Here's the example. In the beginning, the morning, the after God did the first day of creation or recreation, he said, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And that's just not how we see it. My day don't start until the sun rises. You might work nights, but still, it's day when the sun rises. That's when the day starts. But God said, no, the evening and the morning were the first day. In other words, I finished it first, and then I went back and started. So tell somebody, it's a finished work. I just got to get with God's program. I got to stop worrying about stuff, being troubled about needs being met, being anxious over situations, because God has already provided for you. Amen. Tell somebody, it's already provided for you. Look here. 5 days of creation, God putting stuff in place, and then on the sixth day, he created the man and put him there. It wasn't like God created the man and then created all his provision. Everything was here, and then he did his masterpiece. All your provision is right here. We are continuing in part 43 of Mega Grace, the Word of His Grace, part 2. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Mark chapter 4, verse 9 states, and he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. There is a mighty shift coming to the people of God, and oftentimes the saints have not received what God has intended because they've not been prepared. Allow your spiritual senses to be heightened so when the sound is released, you're able to hear it accurately. You're able to catch it. In order to hear and connect properly, you must be in fellowship with God. Through the language of ascension, we will recover all that has been stolen and lost, and then much, much more. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.